marketer and our source for all things crew. She's Brewers reporter Sophia Minert.
The balls are all rubbed before the game with this Mississippi mud that every team has. It, again, has been part of baseball for decades.
Sophia Minert on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is brought to you by Ewald Automotive. Shop the Ewald Automotive Group, home of the 20-year, 200,000-mile limited warranty on all new vehicles. Visit any of their 8 locations today, in-store or online at ewaldautomotive.com. Ewald Automotive, we make it easy. Also brought to you by Century Foods. Enter to win the Spring Baseball and Arizona Sweepstakes from Century Foods. Complete an entry form found in their weekly ad and bring to your local Century. No purchase necessary.
It is great to have Sophia Minert joining the show this morning. Sophia, I have to wish you a happy Easter Conference Finals game one day.
I heard Easter.
Yeah,
Easter? Happy Easter?
Yeah, well, you said happy Easter, and then there was like an awkward pause. I'm like,
June?
Wait a second. It's late for Easter.
Sophia, happy Kwanzaa. Merry Christmas.
And Festivus. And
a happy new year.
Else.
Yes. Yeah. Happy Eastern Conference Finals game one day. Are you excited for the game tonight?
I am. Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited. I think it's going to be a fun matchup.
Are you in Arizona? Are you going to be back in time to catch some of the game since it's an afternoon game today?
I am actually in Milwaukee.
Hashtag terrible city.
Arizona.
Hashtag terrible city.
Are you going to the game with Jen?
What? Sophia is not going to the game with me. Sophia, I'm going to the game, and they're giving me a hard time about this.
Well, because she tried to be like modest about it, then started like bragging that she was going, and then bragged about how she was sitting in the eighth row, then tried to seem modest about it. It was very strange.
This all tracks, doesn't it, Sophia?
Well, yeah, Jen doesn't want to be showy about that. She's a very humble person.
Yes, thank you very much. This is why Sophia and I hang out. Before we get to baseball, Sophia, one of the big stories in our area right now is this drama that is happening with the Wisconsin men's basketball team. You know about the recording that was released, and obviously there is conflict in the program. Your dad is a coach. How has he handled, and honestly, like, how has he handled kind of this evolution of the athlete, the way that you used to kind of be able to coach kids and kind of how you have to coach them now?
Yeah, I would say, you know, from his experience, like, things have just changed so much. And it's not even really about the kids. I think in the last couple of years of when my dad was coaching, it was about the parents, truthfully. And it really has become a full year job. Like, he coached football for over 30 years and he absolutely loved it. It was probably the biggest passion of his. And he loved working with the kids, the students. But then it just became so time consuming of it. Like, there was kind of really no off season anymore. Right. Because then you're supporting kids in multiple sports. You're also reminding them like, hey, we need you in the weight room. We need you to do conditioning camp. You know, if there's individual camps you want to do in the summer. And then the parents, you know, have some of them are a delight and others are not. So I think if anything, it's the parents that have changed over the last couple of years. Obviously conflict is a part of any season. Whether it's students or players complaining about playing time, you're managing injuries, you're managing parents, you're managing grades. I mean, year to year, the conflicts can change. Week to week, the conflicts can change.
Sophia, what is going on with these umpires and the pitchers? I see some of them are being patted down as many as 3 times in a game. Is this push coming from hitters or is it coming from the league office?
Well, this is part of the memo that it's sole umpire discretion. And so that's going to, again, be dependent on the umpire that day. And even the home plate umpires rotate per day within a series. So it ultimately depends on the individual. Now, in terms of the memo itself, the starting pitcher is expected to be checked a minimum of 1 time per game. We have seen instances like Max Scherzer last night where he was checked 3 different times, and where he really got heated the last time was when they checked him in the middle of an inning with 1 out and 1 runner on. And that was because Joe Girardi, the Phillies manager, had asked for that. So, you know, an umpire can go out at their discretion. An opposing manager can ask an umpire to go out and check. And it's not just the pitchers. You know, they could check a catcher. They could check a position player if they wanted to. So there are rules in place of how often these guys need to get checked. For a reliever, it's when they're coming out of an inning. So I think they're trying to not be disruptive. I don't think they want to affect pace of play. But when you see things like last night when Max Scherzer is getting checked in the middle of an inning, I think I understandably kind of feel his frustration because it's like, this is the third time and it's the middle of an inning. Now you're disrupting my rhythm and my routine. And if there's anybody that is just so reliant on that, it's Max Scherzer.
Well, I'm glad that you said that, Sophia, because as a follow-up to it, at what point do you think this will end up being a strategy for opposing managers to mess up a guy's rhythm, right? If you've got a guy who's out there who's just flamethrowing and who is, you know, it seems to be in a rhythm, can't this be used as a strategy to kind of time out, check him, you know, and kind of frustrate him a little bit, maybe try to knock him off his game?
Yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, I think some of the post-game comments you saw, they were very pointed on behalf of the Nationals. You know, Davey Martinez, the Nationals manager, he said, look, Joe Girardi has to go answer those questions. And that's where Max Scherzer was most upset. And then I saw just this morning, I think it was on radio, that the general manager of the Nationals, Mike Rizzo, came out and said that Joe Girardi was a con artist, you know, for this gamesmanship and trying to essentially disrupt Max Scherzer like that. And, you know, that there was nothing behind it, you know, I mean, so you saw Max kind of just explode on the mound. He's as fierce of a competitor as it comes. And I think it was the frustration came from, it was the middle of an inning, right? These checks are supposed to happen at the end of an inning as a pitcher is walking off to, again, be as least disruptive as possible to pace the play. Because I think they do want to enforce the rules, but the one thing they don't want is to affect, you know, the games and pace of play and draw this out and make it a scene. I don't think that was Major League Baseball's intention at all, is to see kind of these circus acts that we saw a little bit last night with Max Scherzer. And then even Sergio Romo last night with the A's, he essentially took his pants down when the umpire came out to check him.
Which, again, was great theater, right? Like, it wanted to be like, well, you guys were making a mockery of the game, so let's just go all in, guys.
It is great theater, but again, that is not the intention of Major League Baseball. Like, this is not the situation that Major League Baseball wanted to create.
Well, it's tough for pitchers right now, because even before Freddie Peralta could throw a pitch in the game last night, they took away his glove because it was too light of a color. Have you ever seen that before, Sophia?
I can't remember the last time I've seen it. I have seen, I think it actually happened to Devin Williams once. Because, you know, sometimes these guys, they'll get like custom gloves from whichever company they go through. You know, they'll get like custom lacing or custom colors. And there are rules in place, right, of like what you can get away with on your glove. And I think with Freddie, we were just surprised because Freddie shared with us that it's the glove that he's been using for every start and every appearance for the last couple of years. So I think he was probably a little surprised, but he took it in stride. You get a new glove out there and you carry on. So it sounded like last night the issue with Freddie was not a substance issue. It was more just the color of the glove, because gray is an illegal color for a glove. That's why you typically see the really dark leather or a lighter leather, but gray is just, it's too close to the color of the ball. So that one is considered illegal. And I think Freddie's was just so weathered down that the umpire said, no, you need to get a new one.
Sophia, how serious is Daniel Vogelbach's injury, and how long can we expect him to be out?
Yeah, that was really tough to watch last night. Cause you just saw, he just pulled up in such severe pain. As he was coming around, and I think, you know, you give him credit of like just literally hobbling essentially on one leg to home plate and just recognizing that the Diamondbacks had essentially fallen asleep at the wheel defensively that allowed him to score on one leg. So, you know, Craig Counsell, all he could really share with us is that it was a significant hamstring strain, definitely going to be IL. They're going to need to do an MRI to know just the severity of the strain and how long he'll be out. But just seeing how much pain he was in last night, and again, he just really couldn't, he could barely walk, he could barely move, you could tell he was in so much pain. It just didn't look good. So,
I mean, but his
you hope for the best.
didn't that like totally track with his reputation here in Milwaukee? I mean, the guy hops home, the grit and determination he showed. It's why he's endeared himself to this great city of Milwaukee, Sophia, which you probably are aware has come under attack in recent days. First Take, the whole crew kind of trying to take us out. Molly Karam calling Milwaukee a terrible city, along with Phoenix, which I don't know what Phoenix did, but happy to have an ally in this fight. Give us your best Chamber of Commerce. Milwaukee is the greatest line right here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Oh, man. I would say, like, Milwaukee is truly a hidden gem. I think it is really underrated, and I think it offers a little bit of everything, right? It offers lakefront. It offers outdoors. It offers, you know, downtown dining. It offers, obviously, great sports with Brewers and Bucks and Marquette and UWM and, you know, you're so close to NFL with the Packers, and you're so close to college football with Wisconsin. So I just think it offers a little bit of everything. You know, I think the identity of this city is gritty, but it's youthful and it's optimistic and it's kind, right? Like Midwest nice. I just think Milwaukee offers so much that people shouldn't sleep on it. It's really underrated.
Sophia, we really appreciate that, saying nice things about Milwaukee. We were not able to get Stephen A. Smith or Max Kellerman to apologize per se. Some of our listeners frustrated that they didn't come out and say Milwaukee is the greatest. But I will remind them that Stephen A. Smith did say he thinks that Milwaukee has a 60% chance to win the whole dang thing, which is pretty good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think I would take that over an apology.
You would? Yeah. All right, let's put it on the poll. I mean, would you take that over an apology from Stephen A. Smith? I love it, Sophia.
Yeah, I just feel like they're not going to walk back that kind of statement, right? Because, I mean, I think we all have cities that we don't like. If Milwaukee happens to be one of them for them, that's unfortunate. I feel like they probably just haven't spent enough time here. Or they haven't spent enough time here recently, right? I think if the last time you were in Milwaukee was 10 years ago, you're coming back to a totally different city.
That is another great point. Great point. Sophia, you know, we love having you here on the show. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. We do have to let you go. Great to have you. Go Bucks. Go Brewers. We'll see you soon.
All right. Have a great day.
That was great. Sophia should consider maybe, you know, a side hustle with the Chamber of Commerce.
Negotiator. It's a good negotiation.
Yeah.
Mayor Minert.
Mayor Minert. That's tough to say.